life.
Let me just open the Thursday morning, October 6, 2011 County Commission meeting. And in front of us is an invoice and your question. And so I would suggest that we send this to TCAD.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm just not sure.
I gave them a phone number. I just didn't know. I had them talk, but I didn't know that person was doing all that work.
I have no idea.
I didn't know about it.
Application preparation.
I'm going to send an email to this individual and find out who authorized that.
Okay.
I didn't even know about it.
Pass it down here so I can see if
I know anything
about it whenever you get through there.
I didn't know about that. I gave a phone number, but that's to the extent of the conversation I had. Yeah, I know what regarding this project, that it's regarding that space, but I didn't know there was actually money being spent on that.
Gentlemen, our first.
I just need to get this out.
I'm going to send an email to
her.
And this is being held?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I have not entered a PO on it.
Right.
Because
I don't know.
Looked at it, questioning it.
Yeah, I don't.
Jim's going to communicate on it, and he'll get back with you.
Yeah, I'm listening right now.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, our first formal piece of business this morning is security staffing with the county sheriff. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
All right.
Are you the one that brought on the good weather?
You bet.
Congratulations.
I'm ready for some rain, though.
It's nice out there. We need it. Let's begin. Sir.
Okay, what we had talked about, we are now up to a population of 202 in our jail. We're running, actually yesterday I believe it was 52 out of county inmates, and we're to a point that we desperately need to add staffing. We cut six back during the layoffs, and we're needing to add back at least four people back into our jail for security. Just for example, with the prisoner movements and everything, today we've got to have 53 inmates into court. And that's just kind of a normal law day for us. And with the current staffing that we have, we're unable to really maintain the adequate security for the employees and the inmates that we need to. And the cost of that, of the four, would be $87,360 in their salaries for the year. We start them out at $10.50 an hour, and that would be paid back with 50 inmates, with 50 out of county inmates that we're charging for. That fee would be paid back in 39 days to the county.
What's the bill rate for this?
$45 a day per person.
Gotcha.
And at 50, that's $2,250 a day.
Have you had any discussion with the other counties regarding we're going to be sending them intergovernmental agreement? And when we do that, do you think that'll have any impact on whether or not they send prisoners here?
I don't believe it'll have any impact. I think they'll continue sending.
I talked to the Greene County Presiding Commissioner yesterday in a meeting, and he said, I understand a big percentage of our population is residing in Tane County. He meant the prisoners, of course.
Yeah.
I've got a question to ask, Jimmy, and I think you've already given me the answer, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway. When you talk about eight-hour, I'm talking about positions. You're talking about numbers of individuals you need to operate. So during your daytime services to the courts, you're going to need extra personnel. When you fill a position, you're actually filling one person for each shift is three people. You do 8-hour shifts?
Actually, one person, it takes five people to do one person per shift for an 8-hour time to schedule, 24/7.
Okay. And is that with the added court? Is that the way it works? Because there's three. I'm a little confused on that now. I could see where you would need more people maybe to do the courts, but if you're going to, if the work security inside the jail, is that where you're having the problem?
With handling prisoners,
yeah.
Movement of prisoners, basically just day-to-day taking care of prisoners is where we're having the problem. I mean, the courts deal is an everyday deal, and we'll go until most of the time 8-9 o'clock at night.
So would these people also serve in the capacity of bailiff?
No.
No.
No, just handling and moving and, you know, doing the med, you know, assisting with the med handouts, the feeding of them and everything. It's just the courts, you know, the days that we have the courts, it's just that much added whenever we have to move all the inmates and stuff.
Jimmy, when we made these cuts back in January, what was our approximate prison population at that point?
Back then, we was running an average of 95 prisoners a day, and we was able to shut one pod down then. And we've had to open all the pods up and running all of them now.
Just so you guys, I know this is a tough time, but we have an opportunity to bring in revenue that was over and above the state average, and so. Because of the second pod and the population, Jimmy, obviously you've been sending us updates to know how many people are coming. It's consistently growing. So I'm in favor of adding four for that purpose, as long as that second pod's open. I mean, obviously, if that second pod closes down, we've got to go back to the other crew. And I think you understand that. But it's not like we're taking state prisoners. These are prisoners that actually cover the cost and actually help pay down some of the overall operation of that facility. So I would be in favor of allowing four positions because of the added work and the added revenues.
Tell me again about the pay down on the cost of...
Well, the operation, because right now the other counties pick up health insurance, is that correct? Who covers...
The health care is covered by the counties that send the inmates here.
Okay. Now,
currently, there's no intergovernmental agreement with the counties, and if, in fact, there were a question, which is why we have to have an intergovernmental agreement in place, we can get stuck with those medical bills. And I mean, we have to put those in place. And I know the council's working on those, as well as a number of other intergovernmental agreements within the courthouse. You're looking at 87,360 is the figure you gave us at 1050 per hour. And I am guessing at another 48,000 on top of that for benefits. Because it runs about 12,000 per employee, doesn't it? Is that what we found?
Approximately, yes. That's right. Approximately.
But I was going to ask, that was in my line of questioning on the time, is we have other elected officials that use a part-time or full-time, part-time, or how they term it, it's without benefits.
Temporary full-time.
Temporary full-time, is that the terminology that
Bob coined?
Bob uses, and I think somebody else is doing that too.
Kathy?
On some replacements. Do you know if that might work, Jimmy?
I would think it'd be hard to get applicants, but I don't, you know. I mean, they would be doing the same job as everybody else. I think, as far as I'm concerned, would deserve the same paying benefits.
My only conversation is that we have offsetting excessive revenues to offset this expense.
Right.
It's not like a traditional office saying, hey, I'm just shorthanded. We have actually revenues that help offset. And I understand what you're saying, but the same part, I want to make sure we get quality applicants and that will stay long term if we continue that second pot open. I mean, it's a 90-day wait period anyway, isn't it, for all new employees? What's the waiting period? 60 or 90 days, something like that? What's our policy, guys?
Oh, on the insurance?
Yeah.
Currently, it's 90 days.
90 days, I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
And we bring in another, you know, 500,000 a year on top of that, too, that with regardless of this,
right,
what we bring in from the other counties.
Right.
Jimmy, since you brought this up Monday, it's weighed heavily on my mind, and I don't want you to think that I'm opposed to it, because I'm not. And I don't think that you're going to find that the county commission is opposed to it. I have scheduled this morning on the agenda request that we schedule an immediate time to talk about budget. And I'm talking about within the next 7 days. But I would like the three of us, to sit with the budget officer. We're going to formulate, hopefully, what the timeline is going to be for the budget. I'm not asking you to wait. I'm thinking that in the next week we can give you a complete answer on what you want. But I'm knowing that right now we're $2 million short in general county revenue. We just have to address that, and we have to. I think that we can justify this because of the very reasoning that you've given us, the additional prisoners that we have, the additional income. It's, as far as finances are concerned, is a wash. If these two gentlemen want to vote on it today, we'll do that. We're agendaed up for this discussion. But I would prefer to do it after we sit with the budget officer.
I understand what you're saying, Ron. I see an immediate need that Jimmy come to us with, and that's the reason I'd, first of all, if I make a motion for it, in the motion is going to contain the intergovernmental agreements that we have, so that we don't end up with.
Well, I'm hopeful we'll have those on hand come to.
Yeah, we're just waiting on Pat for those.
Right, right. But those would be part of making sure that we are covered before we put employees on the payroll. I have no problem with the four employees.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have no problem with you adding the four employees for the security. I have how long is it going to take you in the application form, or to interview, or to do all the stuff that's going to take place?
We're ready to start on that part as soon as we know if we're going to be able to do it. It's hard to say, you know, if some people come in that aren't currently employed that are a good applicant, and we can put them to work immediately. Others may have a job somewhere that they have to give a 2 weeks' notice. Mm-hmm. But, of course, until we know for sure that we're going to hire them, we don't want to.
Right, and so you'll have everything in place is what to meet my concerns with the intergovernmental agreement and the insurance business and all that. You'll have all that in place before you probably have the first employee hired.
Should. I mean, it depends on how quick the other counties get it back to us and how quick our attorneys get it to us.
How long do you think that we're going to be in the position that the other counties are going to be feeding us their prisoners? I know Greene County has a major problem right now.
It looks like fairly long term.
But V. Brock told me yesterday they're looking for alternative solutions, so I have a concern that we would lose 25 to 30 prisoners right away.
I can't say for sure on it. But even if we lose 30, we're still at 100, we'll still be 170. We're at 202 right now.
If we do this, Jimmy, if I make a motion to that effect, we will revisit this the first of the year when we start our new budget process, and that might take some of Ron's concerns out of. I understand what you're talking about budget-wise, Ron, but that
employees are not going to be eligible for benefits until after 90 days anyway, with the exception of workers' comp and those things that are required under Missouri law.
Right.
So with that in mind, that fits exactly what you're saying.
That wouldn't be till after the first of the year anyhow.
And that's what I'm saying. So we would revisit it at that point. But I'm willing to make a motion that we go ahead and hire the four people now and revisit it at the first of the year when budget renewal will be in place. I'm going to put that in the form of a motion.
Do you, to add to that, do you want us to take those funds out of contingency fund, or because they're not in the sheriff's budget?
They will be out of contingency, which is being fed through the revenue stream that he's providing.
Which that all goes back into GCR, which contingency would come out of.
I just want to make sure that the public understands that whenever I make that statement over here.
I'll second the motion. Just clarification, you're going to start them off at 1050 with benefits is what you're going to do your employees, right? 1050 is what your pay scale? Okay. And it's, I mean, the clarification is just because we have the second pot open consistently now, we need the coverage. So.
Right.
Okay.
When you say with benefits, the benefits don't start immediately as far as health and medical. And,
right. But
some benefits start at the rate that others would.
What are policies?
Right. So correct.
Payroll needs to know this position is with benefits.
Motion's been made and seconded to allow the sheriff to employ four new additional employees for the jail.
Yes.
Of which we will pay out of contingency fund. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Propane and self-propelled power broom. Kathy's going to handle the bids for this item.
Good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
Okay. The first bid opening's on propane, and we received five bids. The first one is from AmeriGas. And their price is $1.969 per gallon, and then they have a $19.95 per tank charge.
Can you say that again?
$1.969 for the gallon price.
Okay.
And then it's $19.95 per year per tank cost.
Okay.
Per year, so it's per tank?
Yes.
Or for a year?
Yes.
Okay.
The second one is from Titan. Okay, and their price per gallon is $1.929, and there's no additional price for tanks or delivery.
Read that number one more time.
1.929.
192.9, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The third bidder is from MFA Oil. And the price per gallon is $1.85. No additional price for tanks or delivery. Okay, the fourth one I received in an unsealed envelope this morning, handed to me, and I did stamp the back, but it was not in an envelope. I did stick it in an envelope, but it was in an unsealed envelope, and it is from Mountain Country Propane, and they bid per gallon $1.799, and there's no additional charge for tanks or delivery. And the fifth one I received is from Feral Gas.
Who?
Farrell Gas. And their price per gallon is 1.785. And there's no additional price for tanks or delivery. Now, Mr. Erickson did ask me that if he could put on the agenda for to have this, his recommendation on October 13th when he gets back, so he has time to look at these and you know, get you guys a recommendation. He did request that from me, from you guys, because he wants to be able to review it and
sure
and all that. He's got October 13th at 9 o'clock is what he's got on here. If that'll work.
If the commission's agreement, we will then set these aside until that time and date, when in which case we will have a report from Mr. Erickson.
And it's October the 13th.
7 days from next Thursday.
He's got Thursday, October 13th at 9 a.m.
Okay. Randy, if you and Kathy would do some preliminary work on that, and build at least a temp spreadsheet for him.
And okay.
I know he's going to do it formally, but...
Now, we're under contract until when? For what we? I guess I'm asking you. I shouldn't be here.
Okay. It was a year, but I think it has. If it's not run out, it's close to running out.
That was what I was kind of wondering about. If was worth.
And I can find that out. I can pull the bid and find out exactly when it's.
That's fine. That's fine. And I should have asked. Wait till I ask him that question, I guess, but.
Okay, the next one we have is on the propelled sweeper broom, and I received technically three bids and one no bid response. The first one's from Potter Equipment. And technically, I guess this is a no-bid response when I opened
no,
it from Potter.
No bid.
No bid. They said they're unable to provide equipment based on specifications. Second one, I'm sorry, is from Berry Tractor. And what they have a bid, it says cost of complete unit as specified, FOB Forsyth, Missouri, and it says $41,995. And they also have a cost for extended warranty, if not included, is $1,660 for 3 years. 3,000 hours, and it's for the full machine. And then also on the warranty, it has no deductible or travel time or mileage. So they're saying that the total cost to the county would be $43,655.
That's with a 3-year warranty?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have an optional bid in here too for a front mount broom. And it's what they've got on here. The cost for a complete unit as specified is $44,900. It has a cost of warranty is $1,660 for 3 years, 3,000 hours full machine. So the total cost to the county would be $46,560. And it also has a no deductible or travel time or mileage on that one. The third one's from Van Keppel. For the cost of the complete unit is $40,845. Cost of extended warranty is for 3 years. 4,000 hours is $1,153.67.
I'm sorry, Kathy. Would you read that again?
Okay, yeah. This is from Van Keppel. The cost for complete unit is $40,845. The cost for the extended warranty for 3 years, 4,000 hours, is $1,153.67. So the total cost to the county would be $41,998.67. Right here, sorry. And they've got to use one here for $35,250. It's a 2010.
Say that again, how much?
$35,250. And it comes with no warranty. And the last one's a no bid.
From?
Doesn't say it on the outside. It's from Murphy Tractor.
Did you have the same instructions from Ron on these bids?
Yes, sir.
Same time?
Yes, sir.
Could I get, again, you all to take those with you to your office and spread those out in case any of the individuals that are here that bid would like to look through the different bids and allow them that opportunity?
Okay.
And we'll reschedule with Nikki for a week from today.
Yeah. I missed that. Did Murphy Tractor no bid?
No bid.
Yes, it's no bid. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Randy. Gentlemen, thank you for your bids.
Thank you.
Good morning. Let's see. Good morning, Nick. Next order of business is agenda request review at 9:15. Schedule.
Well, Christy is here. If you have any questions, we have a request for property and
Christy, could you come out and join us at one of the microphones? I have a question or two, and hopefully you can help me out. I know that recent history of the county has been to have BOE on a monthly basis.
Correct.
I would like to know, statutorily, what can be handled by the Taney County Commission as opposed to convening Board of Equalization? My reason for asking that is most counties in the state of Missouri handle this through county commission after the closing of normal Board of Equalization.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to do research on it and get back to you, if that's okay.
Yes, and the reason is we have to go through the process of convening Board of Equalization. Mm-hmm. We have to bring two other members in. Hopefully they're still serving, which takes them away from their mm-hmm. their lives and their full-time work. If it's possible for us to do it, I would prefer, if you gentlemen don't have an objection to doing it.
I mean, because other counties don't, they have BOE, which we call summer BOE, and they don't have BOE the rest of the year. And the commission just administratively handles everything else. And so,
I just know in the past there was a policy that was approved by the BOE that real estate would be handled by the board.
Right.
So that's how we've done it previously.
I understand. But given the fact that there's three commissioners sitting here that comprise a majority of the BOE,
right,
we want to see if there's an option to do it differently. And okay. I believe that there is. It's not that we don't want to act on these. We want to act on these. But
okay.
we don't want to set a precedent of doing this every month from here on.
And the other thing is, if the commission can't handle it, we can handle it faster,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a more regular basis and get responses faster to the citizens.
Thank you.
For our constituents, so. Taxpayers.
There was several things that went into this also under a certain dollar amount. She can bring all that to us when she brings us other information. Can you on our policy?
You want a copy of the refund? Yeah, I can do the copy of the policy.
So you believe that this was that the reasoning for why they're doing this was because we took local action to have it happen that way.
Yes. The board in the previous year set out that policy. And I have a copy of it on record.
I mean, these are so simple. Wrong vehicle year, wrong vehicle year.
Well, generally the personal property is handled through the commission. So that's what you're looking at now. The only time it would be handled in BOE is if it's 3 years old.
Well, what I would say then, Ron, is if the commission can handle administratively, schedule this for Monday, get the personal property out of the way, because that's something the commission can handle. By then, we may have an answer on the BOE part on the mm-hmm. real estate. And then if BOE needs to reconvene, we still are a majority, and we can meet on Thursday
right,
and vote on everything and be done with it. I don't want to drag it out, but I'd sure like to see if we can do it administratively through the commission versus, even though it's a prior policy, the BOE is comprised of three new members that from the time that last policy was made.
Right.
But are you in favor of going ahead and scheduling the commission side of this, Ron, on Monday? For the personal property?
You mean upcoming?
Yes.
Tuesday?
Tuesday, I'm sorry. Yes, Tuesday.
Do we have time on Tuesday? We do?
Would you rather just wait?
Well, quite frankly, I don't have any reasoning for not scheduling every single thing that's on here and handling as a county commission. But if all it takes is a vote to do that, then I suggest that we'd be prepared to consider doing that or at least discuss doing that.
Okay.
Jamila, do you have comments for us? I saw that you came in. If so, would you come up? Or is that microphone on, Jim?
Should be
sitting beside.
Oh, it should. That yeah, that would work too.
I think that's on right where you were sitting, Sheila.
Just turn the knob on the top. There's a switch on the very top, and
just tap the top of it, and if Rick jumps back there, we'll know it's on.
Talk again.
Say something else, Sheila. She's talking it.
I don't think so.
No, it's not. Sorry, Mr. Dead.
It sounded like it was on there.
I'll get it.
Okay. I think probably Christy's told you the number of personal property that's going to come forth, maybe.
No, we were talking about BOE, so I hadn't had a chance to get to that yet.
Okay. I'll let Glenda kind of explain the personal property that's going to come.
What has happened is there are about 80 business properties, that personal properties that were mistakenly processed by someone, and they have the wrong values. So we are going to need to abate all of those.
Are those separated out here today?
I do have a list of them, mm-hmm. But they're not in what Christy has, because I can't do an abatement on them until I can generate a new tax bill.
Because that's been your policy. That's why she was afraid to go ahead and do the abatement.
Explain it to me again. You can't do an abatement until you generate a new tax statement.
Right, to replace.
It just seems like that's the opposite, that you don't generate a tax statement until you have the abatement.
Mm-hmm. this is how it's, I guess, always been done, is we will generate a new tax bill and then send for the abatement after the fact.
Yeah, let me help you with that. That's not how it's always been done.
Okay. Okay, in the last number of years. The concern, though, is that if these abatements aren't done, then there's a risk that the wrong bill is going to be paid whenever the...
Understand.
I'm all for helping with this. So.
Okay.
Can I jump in here? Is because of the number it is, and we think there's probably going to be more, we're charged with them as they are now, mm-hmm. the books, we would have to print the bills and pull those bills, which would be a very time-consuming. And then after we pull the bills, then they would do the abatement to the book. They can't do the abatement in the system. And then Christy would have to go into each account and abate each one. I contacted my programmer and told him the situation. I asked him because, like on real estate, on loan codes, we code every one of those. That's what we're doing now. And then those will not print with the regular statements, and they print just for the bank that we've got it coded for in one batch. But in personal property, I've asked how much programming it would take if he could program that I could code those personal property, the ones that they give me, so that they don't print out with the regular statements, so they won't have to be pulled, and I can print them in one batch and just give them to you.
Well, I mean, that would be sweet if it could be done that way. But
here was his answer.
In the past, right, to make sure that we didn't send them out.
Yeah, of course, there hasn't been this number in the past.
How many do you
still
have there?
Time-consuming. There's going to be probably about 80, I'd say, businesses that I know of right now. There are also probably another 20, 25 personal that are just a matter of those were not errors. It's people have... it's a long year, and
they,
we collected these in the last couple of weeks.
And we have another issue. I hope we can find a way trying to look, as I've already had some caught that they're assessed double, like on the bills. So I'd like to try to catch those before they go out. If I can, the more I can catch on that in code, your list is here, and your list is there again on the same bill. So, anyway, can I read you the programmer's statement? If Glenda could provide you a list of the count numbers that need to be pulled, if so, we can enter this list into an Excel spreadsheet, and I could use the spreadsheet data to drive a utility program to flag those that are not to be printed. And then he would change the statement printing program to bypass that so that they would not print the regular bill, print them out in one batch. And then he said, this is where I come to you on, we can also use the same flag to abate them with a one-time program. And he says this will take a couple hours of programming time, which that means is that's the way our, instead of Christy having to take 80 to 100, whatever it ends up being, abatements and individually putting that account number and taking it to a zero value and print it out, that he could take that same the same account numbers and just abate those to zero and then put out if the commission approves that. If not, I can have him do the first step to where that we, your guys' decision.
Is there a charge for this?
Oh, yes. It'd be 2 hours. Well, he says approximately 2 hours of programming, and it's $90 an hour.
Which actually might be considerably less than the time that would be spent by employees physically going through all of the tax statements to find them, right?
And they can't go through them till I get them all printed and balanced back. And
help me technically. When we have an abatement that the county commission approves, then the tax statement is generated. I'm guessing, and so that you're hitting to the penny, what we've put into place is that we generate the tax statement and then create an abatement to equal it. Is that what's the reason that they do that backwards? No.
The reason, I think, in the past, when it goes to the county commission, they've got an abatement. If it's supposed to be an add-on, so that they don't forget to do the add-on, so they've got the commission wants to see them all together. Like on real estate, they want to see it. You want to see if you're taking it to zero, you want to see where you put it back in. because sometimes, because they had forgotten a few, and so the commission started requiring that they have them together to see that the work's done.
But I appreciate that. Jim has appropriately pointed out to me that we're under agenda request review.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I allowed the discussion to begin, but shouldn't have. So what we should do is, because that's where we're at, mm-hmm. is to schedule a time to do exactly what we're doing now, which is to talk about it.
What time do we have Monday or Tuesday? Do we have 30 minutes?
There's a couple of hours, but I have a stack of things that need to be addressed on Tuesday.
Can we do it on Thursday? Is Thursday too late? You're getting ready to do the
We really need it Tuesday.
Once I start printing. Now, technically, I was going to start printing on personal property today, and then when this came up, I've held on it, and then I would come in Monday. I would be starting printing personal property Monday.
What we're going to do is schedule it. We're going to find time, talk with you Monday, and then go from there. Is that okay?
Are you going to be here Monday?
Tuesday.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're going to start Monday.
I normally would start, yes. I would start today on personal, whether in coding real estate, and then, anyway, just the, but we just lose a couple of days.
Well, unfortunately, technically,
yeah.
we can't address it.
I mean, I'm an SREP all day tomorrow if you guys wanted to squeeze in tomorrow and do a phone call, but I'm an SREP at 10 o'clock, so.
I am somewhere.
Does this help? I can okay Mr. Travis, my programmer, to do the first part to where he can.
Well, if it doesn't do that, we print the statements and we physically pull out the mm-hmm. ones that have been abated. Because I know the old procedure was the county clerk would go in and physically write on the books, make the changes, mm-hmm. and after the abatement had been approved by the county commission. I know because I did that for a long mm-hmm. time and I hated it. Mm-hmm. So, and what you're proposing is something that long-term certainly could be much better for us and much more efficient if the computer can do it and can pull those bills. Right, Sheila? Am I headed in the
when
right
you
direction?
Have a sum of the, when you have.
Yes. I have no objection to her doing this first part.
Great.
Like we can't address that. I'd just like to tell her that personally because we're in agenda request review.
So schedule it for Tuesday?
Yes.
Let's schedule a discussion for Tuesday.
Okay, so I'm going
time,
to...
30 minutes? 15 minutes?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And Christy, back to our agenda request review. You're going to get us information
yes.
on the mm-hmm. ability of the county commission. I believe we can do that, and quite frankly... For what she's got in hand, is there any reason we shouldn't do the personals today?
We don't have to post it.
Oh, we can't. We have to post it for. So make that entire stretch 30 minutes instead of 15, and we'll do the entire discussion then. Do you have enough time to find the answers by then, Christine?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Quickly, I have the SLEMC contract, which references the flood buyout program. Frank has reviewed it and approved it. I just need your approval. Can I schedule that on Tuesday?
We've
yes.
already approved the agreement. We just haven't drafted it and signed it.
We just haven't approved the final contract, but we've already agreed the expenditures.
Should we make a motion then to allow me to sign the agreement and move forward with it?
She wants to take it
in the past,
on
that's generally how we have done that.
Gentlemen?
Tuesday is fine.
Oh,
we can't
it's
do it
a gender request review. Sorry. Keep getting ahead of myself.
Okay. The Hulbert Auditing Services Agreement,
Hulbert.
Which Frank has.
Right? Okay.
Right
Tuesday.
There.
Same thing.
Okay.
Everything okay with that, by the way?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have a letter from Frank. Solid waste management resolutions. The last time we updated this, Eddie Coxie was listed as the alternate. It is currently now Scott Sterrett. It's just a technicality. Just needs your signature on Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that meeting Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah,
so the earlier we can, I'm going to get this on the schedule, the better.
You'll have to do it, see, because we'll be here.
I grant discussion. Mr. Houseman, you asked me to fill out a request.
I think that we have some questions regarding grants and responsibilities of grants within the courthouse system between here and the judicial side, and I think that we need to schedule some time to chat about that. We've got two or three grants that are, if for a lack of a better word, that need tending to.
Thursday?
Thursday of next week was fine with me.
Okay.
Is that all right?
It's fine.
You also asked me to fill out a request form for budget discussion.
I think that the county commission, and that was my request, needs to, I'm not talking about a formal budget hearing. I'm just talking about, I believe that the three of us should sit down with the budget officer, discuss timeline for how we want to go about the preparation of the 2012 budget. Rick, is that why you're here today?
Yes,
and to chat about release of information, budget hearing time, talk about the future when we will work with elected officials and department heads, but to get a general, to come up with a plan, if you will, for how we're going to approach the budget this year.
Excellent. Thursday, hour? What are you thinking, Ron, an hour?
Well, I thought surely we could do it in less than that, but an hour will be fine.
Oh, we can go 30 minutes.
I'd like to do it in the afternoon and just sit down with the four of us. And the public, of course, that wants to listen to what we're saying. But
the 13th? Mm-hmm. Rick, are you available then?
I'm pretty sure I don't have to calendar.
In 30 minutes?
What?
I believe we have a...
Oh, we're not going to do anything other than talk about what we're going to do.
No, I think we have something already scheduled next 13th, which is the follow-up to the 911 meeting, which I believe is at... 2 o'clock, isn't it?
Is it really?
I think that's what. No, it's not. Is it 911? Let me look here.
It's the follow up meeting, I think.
It is, and it's at 2 o'clock stakeholders meeting, so we have to be done by 1:30, worst case, because we'll be at TCAD at 2 o'clock.
What about late morning?
Works for me.
On Thursday?
The 13th.
Yeah, well, it looks like we're wide open.
Okay.
7 in the morning
works for me.
Works really good for Rick. Stub up at 4:30. It's not, you know, might as well be productive.
I have a memorandum of agreement between Arkansas Game and Fish, the Corps, and Taney County. Frank has reviewed it. He gives his stamp of approval.
Can we do that with all the others on Monday?
Tuesday?
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have the Corps' blessing on it?
Well, it's not between the Corps. It's between the Arkansas Game and Fish and Taney County. The Corps hasn't seen this. This is the Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. That's where we had Mark Case come up and visit with him about it. When Mark came up and he said, yes, I would like to have the information so that we can know it's... It was originally between the Corps and Arkansas Fish and Game, and now it's between Taney County. And
there is signatures for all three entities.
That's what I mean.
So has the Corps seen it then?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, I mean, is that on the signature? Did Frank,
that's what I'm asking.
Did Frank indicate that the Corps has seen that? If not, then we need to send it to the Corps.
Mark Case has to see it first.
There's no indication in this letter if they've seen it or not.
I'm just saying send a copy of that letter to Mark Case and have him get it back to you. And
if we don't get it back, then we need to handle it on Thursday instead of Tuesday, right?
Yeah. It should be a Thursday deal. It won't be anything to it other than...
Do we have executive session scheduled for Tuesday?
Yes, all afternoon.
Okay. To that, will you add Road and Bridge Administrator? I have two individuals specifically that I want to chat about with the commission.
During executive?
Yes.
and there may be more, but he's just using an example of two that needs to be clearly stated that when we do something like that and have those in executive, that these some of these people hold positions now that they are not possibly wanting
right.
their employer at the time to know that they have applied for another job, and it's only duly
right.
respected that we do that.
Wellness Center update. Can I place that on for Thursday?
Yep. But 15 minutes at the most, probably, right?
Yeah.
Nikki, while I've got something, you may have it in there. Ron Erickson has requested a bid award of the propane and self-propelled broom. You got that right now?
I've already got it.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. I'll write that off.
He touched base with me before you left. I have a request on commission minutes books.
Yes, my request. It's we have an opportunity to get our books scanned in at a very affordable price from the Mountain Complex. I just wanted to give you guys an update before we talk about that. The clerk presented it to me after I was talking to her, so it's just more of an informational. Shouldn't take the most 15 minutes, but it's digitizing things. But I think it's more important. It's probably going to come down to where we're going to, if we do it, who's going to pay for it and where the money comes from and all that. Is that all right with you, Ron?
Well, as I understand it, they've offered us a fantastic deal.
Right.
And on the clerk's book, so her question was, where would the funds come from to pay for her book? So I'm sure she's looking for dollars to get that done. Sure.
I mean, if it's a great deal, I think we just got to have that conversation. So.
Thursday discussion.
That'd be fine.
We have an older request from Sheila Wyatt on the tax sale surplus funds. I did make the copies that you requested last week. I put them in your boxes.
I've read it.
Can I schedule it?
Well, is this something that needs to be done publicly, or can we just accept it without presentation?
I know in the past Sheila's always wanted to do it publicly.
We have a number of officials that want to do these things publicly. I'm just trying to save time for the county. But if that's the case, let's go ahead and schedule it. And
sure, Thursday.
We can address that in future policies.
Thursday. Okay. Is there an update on response to Mr. Schuver?
No. We don't have any information.
Okay.
I haven't seen
And
any
I did
updates.
Email him and let
yeah.
him know that.
I haven't seen any updated information.
Time.
As far as I'm concerned, you can hold that back and stop asking.
Okay.
Yeah, when we hear more information.
I'll just file it away.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's it.
I submitted a couple to you. Or I think they're both been routed to you. So I wanted to spend 15 minutes talking about a follow-up to when we had the floods in the spring. The town hall meetings, one of the things that Chris Ferrant and I heard over and over again was some sort of unified emergency response system. And Chris and Melissa have been working with different cities and counties to see what they are doing. And so they have presented to me what they've found, and I'd like 15 minutes to present to the commission Thursday, if we could, what some options are. Just as a follow-up to the request. Branson has their own system, Hollister has a system, and there's conversation I've had that it may be more cost-effective and better coverage for the entire county if we looked at something jointly, and that's what they've been looking at. So that's the request, is that we have a discussion about emergency announcement system.
Does it have an expense tied to it?
Absolutely.
Have they already submitted a budget request timely with
yes.
the budget officer? Okay.
It's in the budget.
I haven't seen that one. Thank you. It's fine with me.
On Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there another one that was supposed to be routed?
I don't see it. The only other note is on Wednesday we have the Southwest Commissioner meeting. I've been notified by Sherry Warren
But I don't think we've been notified as a commission yet, have we? Have you seen anything? The Southwest Missouri Commissioners?
No.
Okay.
Nothing has come out on it that I'm aware of. Commissioners asked me about it yesterday, and I don't have any information on it to share with them, other than the location.
You haven't seen anything, have you?
I think that something was put in your box.
It's on our... Y'all have put it on our agenda, but I haven't...
And something, I believe something was put in your box.
Well, I know it's supposed to be...
Like the schedule?
I know it's supposed to be on Wednesday. That's what I'm saying. I've been coordinating with Cherry to have the event. It's on Wednesday. I just kind of concerned is that no one's been notified that it's... That's Cherry's job.
I mean, I believe it's in your... It was in
it's
your
in our box,
like, from last week. So okay. If you've taken your items from your box...
Yeah, I have. I mean, I know about it.
I did, went through mine, and I didn't see it.
In your box?
I don't understand it in my box.
No.
I don't either.
I know it because I was helping with Cherry organizing this thing. So
I went through my box there. I took everything out of there Monday. And
I guess the question is, it needs to be on the agenda for Wednesday if two of us are going. I mean, I'm going to be there.
Right.
Well, all three
I would assume that all three of you are going to go.
Okay.
It's on my calendar to place on our
on the agenda. Okay.
Yes.
That was my only thing. Is my concern was that we all knew about it. So.
No.
Really?
I think so. Is that right?
Okay. Really? Do we have more?
Nikki, that was it. There was only one thing.
Yeah, we've got some more. I've seen on this agenda that there is the posting of board appointments, and the park board is not on the. It's got it posted PNC and BOA, and we need to post the park board. We had a resignation.
Right, and you've got a name, don't you?
I wasn't aware of that. That's why.
As far as I'm concerned, we have county board appointments. That covers everything,
right.
And planning and zoning is planning commission and BOA is included in that.
Okay,
so I think we can bring them all.
I think we can too.
Okay,
that was the intent when we spoke about this on Monday.
I think we spoke about this the other day.
Thank you, Nikki, very much. Do you have anything else for us?
I would like sometime this week, next week, possibly, to sit down with all three of you, as well as Jillian. Just to talk about some of our office procedures and, you know, possibly a staffing meeting or something, you know. I know all of us have been extremely busy going different directions. We would just like to seek some direction in some certain areas. Is that possible?
Sure.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
In other words, I don't know. I know that we're busy Tuesday. I know that we're busy Wednesday and won't be here. And I know that we're pretty full up on Thursday, aren't we?
Well, that's what it looks like.
We're the following week.
Can you put it on an agenda request for the following week?
If you want to, you're wanting to put a discussion about inner office on the agenda.
If
that's how it has to be if the three of us get together.
If we both talk to you, all three of you,
absolutely,
it has to be on the agenda.
Yes,
absolutely. I guess it'd be the 17th or something like that then. Right?
I just asked that she put it on an agenda request form and present it to us next week when she presents the others.
Okay. So just present it to us Thursday at the agenda time. Present that request on
for
Thursday.
2 weeks on the 17th. Okay.
Okay. We have scheduled commission redistricting discussion. My question is... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
2 minute recess or 5 minute recess, Mom.
There's been a request that we go into recess for 5 minutes. Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes.